bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Okay, so far for our roll call, the long-distance listener for the moment is Luis in Powell, Tennessee. Luis? Luis?
Luis.
I don't know.
I got Luis Gonzalez.
Louis, maybe?
Luis.
Louis? Louis?
Luis.
L.
L-O-U-I-S-E.
What is that, Adam?
Louise.
Louise, okay.
Louise.
Yeah,
Louise.
See, whenever, we always defer to Adam's decision.
Right. Can we get a judge caller? Can we get the judges, anyway.
You're listening to the Computer Corner, by the way. It's the Gigantic Gaggle of Geeks show.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Nothing.
It means that you got a better chance of getting your question answered today than at any other time you call the show, because you don't just have Ken and I, you have, believe it or not, other guys here in the studio that we'll let talk maybe at some point here in the future.
Sure. Say hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
There's Lee. Adam, you ready to do your acronym, or almost acronym?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right. So hang on here. We got to get you a little theme music.
We don't really have theme music because he's not ever updated us. Oh, you want.
You got something in there?
I'll just try something.
There we go.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's a pseudo theme music. It's Adam's almost acronym.
Sure, why not? Well, today's almost acronym is CLI.
CLI.
Yeah.
CLI or CLI? That's not an acronym. See, it's an almost acronym.
Yeah, it works.
It was an almost acronym.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And what does CLI stand for?
It stands for Command Line Interface.
Ooh, that sounds pretty geeky. Command Line Interface. What's that mean to me in the real world?
Well, instead of having little pictures and icons to click on, it means you have to type something in and hit enter for anything to happen.
Well, there's another acronym for that picture thing, right? That interface?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a GUI.
GUI. G-U-I?
Mm-hmm.
Which means
graphical user interface.
I see. And so CLI instead of a GUI.
Yeah.
And who would want to use a CLI?
Somebody has a computer too old to run Windows.
A what?
Did you see the look? He's okay, you know what? We normally get Adam's almost acronym and attitude across the phone.
Yeah.
But having him here in studio is a whole other experience because he's got looks to go with the words.
Expressions. We're going to have to get a webcam from now on. People can see.
I think so.
Now I've done it.
So is this for people that are working on computers, or what would the average user use this command line interface for?
The average user wouldn't use it.
Would not.
Oh.
Unless they had to.
So can they access the CLI by clicking on start and then run?
Yeah.
What would they type in that run section?
Well, Windows NT 2000 XP users would type in CMD to get that, and everything else would type in command.
And that pops up what looks like an old DOS window, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This guy's into it.
You know,
CLI.
I spent about half my day in a command line interface, so, you know, I know what he's talking about a little bit.
Why don't you RUN the CLI on the ACT of the something or other.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Well, the only purpose of a GUI
is
you can have multiple CLIs.
Ah, the Linux man speaks.
True enough. Actually, that is one of the best parts of running in an operating system that allows you to have pictures.
We have just gone right off the geek scale.
Yes,
here.
We have.
Let's try to bring the listeners back in, shall we?
You guys want to do somebody who has old vinyl, they want to turn it into MP3s?
Yeah, let's talk to that guy.
Let's see about this guy. Steven Mesa has vinyl that needs to be converted to digital.
Yes, I do, without all the pops and scratches.
Without the pops and scratches?
Come on, that's part of why you want to do this, is to keep the pops and scratches.
I got rid of my old Volkswagen, I'm getting rid of the old pops and scratches.
There are actually, there's hardware that does that to a certain extent. In fact, back in our audio days, remember, there was a little slider on there, you would control how much compression.
I know a much easier way.
Huh?
Go on the internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to get something like Kazaa, which I normally wouldn't tell people to get, but since you already own these albums, you know, go right ahead.
Oh, you're
and let somebody else who's already done all the work and took all the pops and scratches out for you.
I have some very obscure stuff that even Kazaa can't find.
Really?
Yes.
Obscure stuff.
I mean, that's got to be super obscure if Kazaa isn't finding it.
I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there's all kinds of music out there that's just nowhere to be found on the internet.
Alrighty.
You know what? There's a lot of stuff in the Bay Area that's nowhere to be found anywhere in this world.
Some of it I'm thankful
like
for.
Like my old Volkswagen.
You know what? A good buddy of ours, Mark Thompson, a.k.a. Analog X, has a bunch of utilities specifically for audio.
Okay.
So I'd start with his website, and
Analog
if not,
X.
analogx.com.
That's why we call him Analog X. See that?
Yeah, I know. And he was really smart. He got that web address.
AnalogX.com.
And if you can't find anything in his audio section, look on our other buddy Marco's website, WebAttack.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few software programs that allow you to manipulate or play with audio there as well. Just about anything that allow you to get in at the
should
MP3 level.
Should we go to the panel and see if we have any other suggestions?
Yes.
Here?
Judges, can we get a...
Anybody,
if that
put your
work,
hand up.
You can go to download.com and look for any kind of music editing software there.
Yeah, you get about 5,000 results, and you don't know which one's the good one. Yeah.
Get them all.
Well, that's why I like...
Sure.
If one's good, 5,000 or better.
That's why I like WebAttack. There's actually feedback from users. There's a star, you know, there's a rating system. There's quite a bit of information that he actually goes and tests each program before he puts it up on his website. So I'd look into that. The other option is, I can't remember, it wasn't Dolby. One of the audio companies had a specific little box that you put in line between your turntable and your amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
That allows you to kind of try to control that, but it also took a lot of the dynamic range out. So
I want to take the good stuff out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, you're talking about that's a sound embedded inside of that other sound as you record it over, so I'm not sure.
The best tools are Macintosh.
Are they? For audio?
Yeah.
The production guys here used.
No Macs in the house.
Okay, go buy a Mac.
This is an expensive thing now we're talking. See, my Kazaa thing would have been easier if you didn't have such obscure stuff.
Jeez. Just for reference purposes, what kind of obscure stuff are we talking about?
Oh, geez. How about Steve Miller Band from the 1960s? How about...
Everybody here is going, huh?
No. Keep on rocking me, baby.
Oh, Ken's the only old guy in the studio. Sorry.
That was my high school dude. High school tunes.
How about anything on Berserkly Records?
Berserkly?
Berserkly Records. It was a record label.
Out of Berserkly, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
So,
alrighty.
Is this like Dr. Demento kind of stuff?
No, it's music.
It is music.
It's just totally obscure music.
Of course, that's a subjective thing, right?
That it is. I have one other note on the pop-ups that advertise pop-up killers.
Yes.
I had to do this remote control to my mother-in-law in Michigan, but it turned out that what her problem was, well, they were delivering them to Windows Messenger Service.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we had to go in and disable that, because all the pop-up killers wouldn't touch them.
Yeah, right. Anybody who's running Windows XP or Windows 2000, there's a Messenger service you can find in your services within the control panel, and it's pretty much a safe bet to say you can disable that on anybody who's running it, unless you know better, in which case, you know, if you're a network administrator, you might have a reason for it, but 99% of people using it, especially at home, disable that thing.
Yeah, it was in our newsletter. It's on our website. This does come up quite a while. If those of you that are getting these crazy pop-ups and you've put a pop-up killer in, it's not getting rid of them.
Especially if you're directly connected through a high-speed connection.
Right. Go look on our website, datadoctors.com, click on the free help, and then in the search section, type in the word messenger, and you'll see our information on that.
Yeah.
Including the step-by-step directions to disable.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, good luck, man. If you come up with something really, really good, please email us and let us know.
You got it, I will.
For the one other guy in the whole world that cares about what you have.
All right, you got
I'm
it.
Kidding, I'm
Thanks,
kidding.
Thanks,
Steve. I kid because I love.
Yes, I feel the love.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Garrett, can you just say what he said?
Which
can
part?
Can say what who said?
Just what he said. Specifically that. Put that in quotes. What he said.
When? He's been on the radio for 5 minutes.
Come okay,
on.
See, we got him to talk, though.
All right.
We got speech out of him.
Mm-hmm.
We coming up on a break here?
You know what? We got about another... Brian's got weird hand signals today. He's doing this, which I don't know what this means. It's a fist closed. I think that means, take a break. But we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back from the other side of the break, we still got left our Geek Speak of the Week, our WebAttack.com free download of the week, and, of course, more of your calls and questions, 602-277-5827. It's a gigantic gaggle of geeks, including the mighty Ken Colburn and me. I'm Brandon Disney. When we come back, we'll talk to you back after this.
Well, you know, KTAR has been part of my life for the past 23 years.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, Greg Schulte.
Spontaneity.
Live.
The great thing about KTAR.
Live.
Information that helps the people.
To be on the scene.
Local.
Local.
First thing I do when I get in my car every day.
Hit the first button on my radio dial.
First. First means KTAR is paying attention.
You get your information first.
Live.
Local.
And it's accurate.
First.
KTAR has been a champion in my eyes for years.
On News Radio 620. KTAR.
KTAR.
Hi, I'm Buzz Gibbs, president of Paddock. Welcome to the world's largest outdoor display of pools.
It's incredible.
13 different pools and spas filled with Paddock exclusives for backyard fun. See them, touch them, try them out.
I love the look and feel of this lagoon-style pool. What is this?
That's PebbleTec interior surface, and you'll have more backyard fun if you order your pool this weekend, because you'll save thousands with free PebbleTec. 100% financing and make no payments until February. OAC.
That is more backyard fun. And what's this?
This is the guaranteed Always Clean Pool. And Always Clean Pool gives you more time for backyard fun.
Guaranteed?
Yes, it's the only pop-up pool cleaning system guaranteed to keep your pool always clean. And it's powered by Paddock's exclusive patented PCC 2000 technology. It's always swim ready.
Cannonball!
Miss, what are you doing?
Just helping myself to a free sample. Swim ready means more backyard fun.
But we haven't finished the tour.
Could you just get me a towel?
Yeah, sure.
Paddock's 4th of July pool sale held over. Save thousands on any pool you choose, and for a limited time, order the Summer Splash Pool with free PebbleTec for $99 per month OAC. But hurry, sale ends Sunday at 5 p.m. Paddock, more backyard fun.
The Home Depot is more than a store. It's a year's worth of freedom. Right now, during Independence Days at the Home Depot, make no payments and get no interest until July 2004 on any flooring or appliance purchase of $299 or more when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. No coupon necessary. Need a new floor? Whether it's carpet, hardwoods, or tile, the Home Depot has a huge selection. And if you're looking for a new appliance, we've got lots of great brand names like GE, Maytag, and more. And now's the perfect time to buy an appliance with free delivery by manufacturer's mail-in rebate on any appliance purchase of $399 or more. We'll even haul away your old one for free. Delivery not available in some areas. The Home Depot. It's more than a store. It's how to feel free. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Flooring offer ends July 13th. Appliance credit offer ends July 27th, subject to credit approval. Additional terms apply. See store for details.
Do you want to increase your earning potential in the IT field? Do you want to expand your IT knowledge and skill set but can't afford to quit your day job? Well, Collins College has a new bachelor's program in network technology that can work around your schedule and give you the flexibility professionals like you need. Learn about programming, configuration, and the setup of Cisco routers, switches, and virtual private networks, along with configuration and setup of wireless technologies. At Collins College, they know your time is valuable and limited, so their network technology program integrates interactive online courses that you can take anytime, anywhere, along with the traditional hands-on on-campus classes, giving you the tools needed to work in any IT infrastructure worldwide. Online, on campus, on course, at Collins College. Call today, 1-888-356-7700. Collins College is located at Priest between University and Broadway in Tempe. Call today, 1-888-356-7700.
Join the KTAR Roadrunner this weekend at United Auto North Scottsdale, Scottsdale Road in the 101 for the 4th of July garage sale. Shop the lowest prices ever posted on 11 premium makes in air-conditioned comfort, 101 in Scottsdale Road.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, buddy, 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 boy, 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 boy.
Wow, a little too much of this yesterday, huh?
Hey, let's do some more rambling on the air, shall we?
Hey, you want to come sit over here or what?
Hey, I was busy checking email. As a matter of fact, we want to give props to Adam Budwill.
Yeah?
He's the state winner of the Computer Maintenance Technology Contest and went back to Kansas City for the Nationals and placed second in the nation out of 47 competitors.
Wow.
From right here in Arizona, from the Red Mountain High School strut program.
That's part of that thing where people ask us all the time, where do I donate my computer?
Right.
It's because of people like you donating your stuff, what you think is junk, that Adam gets a good education, people get your quote-unquote junk recycled into something useful, and you don't fill up the landfill. And
now, this is not our Adam
wins.
Here. This is another Adam.
Another Adam.
Apparently, folks, if you want to have a really geeky child, name him Adam.
That could actually be part of the formula.
That's from me to you.
Yeah.
So anyway, congratulations, Adam Budwill from Red Mountain High School. Thanks, Sharon, for the Sharon's the instructor out at Red Mountain. And again, folks, donate your computers to the Strut program. You can go to their website, azstrut.org. Strut stands for Students Recycling Used Technology. So it's azstrut.org. Find out about the school that's in your neighborhood that's participating.
Do you think that .org really is for .origami and not for
.organization? Yes, it is. Yes, it's a Japanese conspiracy. Conspiracy.
I thought it might be.
Speaking of conspiracies, do we have time?
Which one?
For a call?
Oh yeah, let's take Ed in Scottsdale who has a printing issue.
Oh good, we have a good printer guy here for you.
Hi. Here's my problem. If I'm this is a brand new 4-in-1 printer, copier, scanner type deal.
Love those. Yes.
Slices it, dices it, makes toast.
You know why we love them so much is because you get a really cheap printer and a really cheap scanner and a really cheap fax, and you stick them all into one box, and what do you get? A really, really bad device that doesn't really cost that much.
No,
actually, it works great, with one exception.
If it works great, you wouldn't be calling us.
Yeah, see, that's what everybody that has one of these says. You know, it works really good, except...
Well, here's the except.
All right.
If I'm printing from Word or Excel or anything, there's no problem.
Yes.
But if I'm on the Internet and I try to print a page print, like if I'm like right now, I'm looking at airfares and so forth, instead of printing a full page, which gives me all the data that I'm looking for on one page...
Yes.
It's printing about one quarter of the page. As an example, I'm looking at a full-size sheet of paper right now, and it printed on the lower left-hand corner of the page about one quarter the size of what it should be.
Well, there's a couple of options when you go to print, but I think before we do that, we ought to probably just send Lee over to his house with your kinetic aeration device.
Exactly.
I'll give you directions.
Fixed.
It might be a heat issue, and that kind of helps aerate the thing a little bit. And
actually, when you go to print, if you're certain websites use what are called atom frames. You want to explain?
Frames.
You want to explain the frames anomaly here?
Yeah, I like frames. They're good for viewing.
Yes.
But not for printing, because usually when you print a frame, you only get one frame.
You get a piece of it. So in other words, if this is one of those websites where you can scroll part of the site up and down, but the rest of it stays in
like,
place.
Yeah, like a top border or a navigation on the site.
Yeah, then you're on a site that uses frames.
Okay.
And so when you print a site that uses frames, it generally will print just one frame or one frame at a time, depending upon, you can actually tell your printer to print the frames or print the page as a page. So before you go to print, check to see what options you have. You know, normally when you say print, a little box comes up and you can select a printer.
And I've already done that. I'll highlight a certain area that I want to print, and I'll do select to get just the selection, and I'll do the same thing. But instead of getting a full page print on that also, I'm still getting the quarter size.
Is this an HP all-in-one
it
slicer
is.
Dicer? Okay, and is it a couple years old or fairly
new?
No,
I just got it in November. It's a OfficeJet K80XI.
Did you install the drivers that came with it, or did you go and get the very latest, greatest ones from their website?
No, I installed the drivers that came with it.
And which version of Windows you run it?
I'm running 98.
98. You might want to try downloading the latest from HP, but I got a feeling it's probably the types of websites you're visiting. Do any of them have the option to go, like if you go to CNN, you see a story you like, you can say...
Printer-friendly version.
Yeah, give me a printer-friendly version.
No, I don't see those options usually.
Try doing that at CNN's website, and if that prints properly, then you know it's not the printer. If that still doesn't print properly... then a selection or a setting in the printer is incorrect.
Oh, another thing that would work for you, I think...
Hold on. One of our guests...
Oh, I didn't even see his hand.
And another idea until you get that fixed, what you can do is you can copy the stuff that you want off the website, put it in Word, and print it.
See, that's exactly
that's
where
what
I was
I
going.
That's what I have been doing.
See, that's the kind of quality Hewlett-Packard designs into their all-in-one devices.
It works great, except...
Except for when I want to be able to print stuff.
What's that it's quality a great you can afford?
And then if not, let us know, email us, and we'll send Mr. Burton over with his aeration device.
Okay, great.
No more problems.
Thanks,
man,
guys.
All right, good luck with that. That is a very, very common thing there with frames and sites of that nature, especially like the airline sites. A lot of times they use frames. So
sometimes they're like invisible little frames too, so you don't know they're frames.
Right.
Yeah, it's not so cool, is it not?
All you do is how do you look at the code on a website there, Adam? How do you look at the actual HTML?
You go to I don't know if it's
view?
Edit or
view.
Yeah, view. View source.
Yeah.
And then source.
Source.
And then look for the word frame, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
And if you're in frames, you can also, if you want to be cool and just view the source of the frame, you can right click on any of the text somewhere and it'll view the source of that particular frame.
And
go ahead.
If it is a frames page, you'll only see a few lines of code just saying which pages should be the first frames.
Or you can also save the entire page as a single file. do a file save as and change the file type to MHT.
We got so many ideas, it
my
blows
better.
And
huh?
boggles the mind. Yeah, which
my solution's easier.
Just aerate it.
Don't print. It's simple.
It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR. We got to take a quick break for bottom of the hour news and top of the hour news, actually. When we come back, we'll have a lot more of your stuff.